All right, number 11, staff closures. Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Young. So, number 11 is cleanup cases, staff closures. And when staff recommends closures when we are approaching our cleanup goals and when we think that our goals are going to be reached for these cleanup cases and that no oversight or little oversight is needed in order for these cleanup cases in order to rectify themselves, essentially. And then with staff closures, this is when we have met our cleanup goals. So we have staff closures when we've met our goals, and we have recommended closures when we think that that with no more staff oversight, we think that the problem is going to be attenuated on its own. So we have two underground storage tank staff closures. And the first one is for the 7-Eleven store in Seaside. And the second one is the former Tosco facility in Monterey. And those are staff closures. And then for recommended, I'm sorry, that's item number 12. So maybe we should just do 11 first, Mr. Young.
Well, 12 is on the uncontested.
Ah, thank you.
So
yes.
Already been approved.
You're right. Thank you. So 12 is uncontested. So that we have these two closures then.
Okay. Any board questions? Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, I'm noting, and I thank you always for presenting tabled data that summarizes where we are in our goals for the year, and appreciate this is a fiscal year perspective here. But I see we're about the halfway point on the underground storage tanks, and that looks good, since we're about 6 months into it. On site cleanup, we're only about a third of the way. Can we hear what obstacles or any challenges you think are going to meet our goal of 12 for the year?
Say I try on site cleanup program, and I'm also land disposal program. We are in the process of closing more sites in the site cleanup program. Sometimes it takes a little longer with working with the responsible party, so we are tracking it, and we do plan to meet that limit of 12 and or 9, I think it is.
Yeah, are we relying on other funding outside of the discharger or the responsible party? Do we have fund issues? I thought that was a problem in the past.
There's always fund issues. We have some general fund monies that we can use for sites that we no longer have a responsible party for that is used for our staff time. So sometimes when it's a really old case and we want to close it, we can sometimes bill to that. But most of the case closures are funded by the responsible party through our cost recovery program.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Too.
So I want to add one little thing you brushed on, mm-hmm. Dr. Hunter. Mm-hmm. You noted that the underground storage tank program is about halfway to meeting its target. The underground storage tank program has an underground storage tank cleanup fund that funds a lot of these cleanup projects. The site cleanup program doesn't have that advantage. So
right.
To your point, it is funded by the responsible parties,
mm-hmm.
typically.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Just for my own edification, how are these targets set?
We try to look at past performance as an indicator of what we think we're capable of doing, but we don't just, it's not just, hey, we did 17 last year.
Yeah.
We expect we'll do 17 again this year. We try to actually identify what the 17 are going to be, the specific sites that we anticipate will achieve closure for the coming fiscal year. We actually try to identify more than the target, knowing that some of them will lag in the process, undoubtedly. Part of the process of closure is abandoning the wells. We require them to abandon their wells before we'll issue the closure letter. And we found actually that surprisingly a little bit, can be a hang-up, is getting them to abandon their wells. The last step of the cleanup process can be a little bit of a hang-up. It's lagged some of our projects. So
abandonment means filling it and pulling out the piping, basically.
Right, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. John Robertson, Central Coast Water Board. Okay. I oversee the groundwater programs.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on this item? And
all right.
I take it we don't have any speaker cards.
No, we do not.
Okay.
And it's just an informational item, so it's not a voting item.
Right. Okay.